Just before our gospel reading, in John chapter 9, Jesus heals the eyes of a man who was born blind. He put mud on his eyes and told him to go wash. And when the man came back, he could see. But the Jews at that time could not accept what Jesus had done. They said that maybe the man wasn't actually blind, even though everyone around him said that he had been. And even though the man himself told them the truth, that once he was blind, but now he could see, and all because of Jesus. But because they could not accept it, the Jews cast him out. And then he went and found Jesus and worshiped him. He who was blind could now see. And those who claimed to see were in fact blind. Which is why Jesus says in verse 39, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." And so to show us what he means by that statement, Jesus tells the parable in our gospel reading for today in John chapter 10, and he draws from the everyday experience of a shepherd and his sheep. But of course, if it was common for them, it is less so for us, especially when you get down to the particulars. And so Jesus uses this image of a shepherd who had been with his sheep all day, because that's what shepherds did in those days. They went around with the flock wherever they would go. They would lead them, they would guard them, they would take care of them, just as we heard in Psalm 23. But when night came, several shepherds would gather their flocks together, and they'd put them all together in a sheepfold, a pen with high and solid walls. They would put them there during the night to protect them from every danger. And there was only one way in and out of this sheepfold, the gate where the gatekeeper slept. And he would stay there until the following morning, when the shepherds would come back and, standing apart from one another, would call to their sheep. And the sheep, hearing the voice of their shepherd, would separate themselves, and he would lead them out to take care of them and to give them what they needed once more. That is the picture that Jesus is using. But what is his point by this? Well, again, to show that those who did not see are those who now see, and those who claim to see are in fact blind. To put it a little bit differently, Jesus is asking a simple question: who belongs to God and who does not? And Jesus' answer to that question has three parts. First of all, those who truly belong to God follow the right shepherd. Because you see, Christians, the sheepfold was not just meant to protect against predators, although it certainly did that too. It was also meant to protect against rustlers. That the only way that they would be able to get in, to get to these sheep, would be to go some other way, usually over the top of the wall, hoping to snatch a sheep before the gatekeeper would notice what was happening. And of course, such thieves, not going in by the door, did not actually care about the sheep. They only cared about what they could get from them. And so Jesus then sets up this contrast between what we can call the good shepherd and the bad shepherd. The good shepherd calls the sheep by name. The bad shepherd steals them away. The good shepherd wants them to flourish. He wants them to do well. The bad shepherd just wants to fleece them. The good shepherd lays down his life. The bad shepherd only runs away. So the question then becomes, Christians, which shepherd do you follow? The good shepherd or the bad? Because saying that you have a shepherd doesn't mean that you have the right one. After all, the man who was born blind came to know the good shepherd. But the Jews who claimed to follow after God were in fact following thieves. Honestly, it's not enough to say something like, I believe in God, because then the question becomes, well, which God? It is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who gives life. Anything else takes life away. Or it's not even enough to say that we believe in the Trinity if we then tell lies in his name, saying things that he didn't say or doing things that he doesn't want us to do. That's not good enough either. That's just a bad shepherd pretending to be the good shepherd. We need to know which shepherd we are following, because those who truly follow after God, who truly belong to him, follow the good shepherd, and those who do not follow the bad. So that leads into the second part of Jesus' answer then. Well, how do I know the difference? How do I know the good shepherd from the bad shepherd? Especially if someone is simply pretending to be a good shepherd. Well, Jesus points to the door of the sheepfold. That was the only way that people could go in and out. And the true shepherd, he says, is the one who uses the gate. The gatekeeper recognizes him and allows him to go in. To go in by any other way than the gate itself shows that they are a bad shepherd. There is no exception. And Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep. Only in Jesus Christ do we know that we have the good shepherd. Anyone who claims to come from God and yet is not in Jesus is a thief and a robber. Jesus alone is the way to everlasting life. And let's be absolutely clear about that, Christians. There is no other way, period. Muslims and Hindus and all other religions that do not believe in Jesus follow after thieves and robbers. The Jews who reject Jesus as the Messiah follow after thieves and robbers. Saying that every good person automatically goes to heaven without Jesus is following a thief. Saying that I am saved because of something I did a long time ago, like when I grew up in church or I was confirmed or even baptized, even though I no longer go, that is also following a thief. It's turning God's good gifts and grace into an idol. There is one and only one way to the Father. That is Jesus Christ, our door. Those who are in him belong to God. And those who are not in him do not belong to God. So that leads us then into the third and the last part of Jesus' answer. Well, how do we know that we're in Christ and not in something else? Well, Jesus says that the sheep know the voice of their shepherd. They can distinguish his voice from all others. And it doesn't matter how much another voice calls to them, they will not listen to it because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." Those who truly belong to God know his voice and follow after it. And those who do not belong to God follow a different voice. Now, maybe that sounds a little bit odd, or even a little confusing, to say something like, we know the true shepherd because we know his voice. I mean, even against thieves who claim to be speaking for him or those who try to imitate his voice. How can we say that we know the good shepherd because we know his voice? Well, Christians, in reality, it makes perfect sense. Because it's the same way that sheep learn the voice of their shepherd. The shepherd comes to them and he speaks to them. He leads them by calling to them with his voice. With his voice, he leads them to water. With his voice, he leads them to pasture. With his voice, he calms them in the midst of danger. And with his voice, he brings them in and out again. The sheep come to know the voice of their shepherd because they are constantly with him. I mean, if a sheep wasn't part of the flock, how could they ever come to know the voice of the shepherd? Or if the shepherd did not call to them, how could they know his voice? And yet that's how they learn, by being with him constantly. And so it is with us Christians. God came to us, speaking his word. God called us by name in our baptism. God gave us a living faith in him. But God keeps coming. God keeps calling. God guides us in all of our ways, and he cares for us in all of our needs, so that we come to know his voice through daily communion with him. We know his voice by being in the scriptures. We know his voice by calling on him in prayer. And knowing his voice, we will not follow the voice of a stranger, but will seek after him all the days of our life, that we may dwell in his house forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who has called us by name and still speaks to us through your living word, lead us in the way of truth, because your word is truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.